The benefits of planting sunflowers, and a deadline is approaching for a research grant. I'm Daniel Drotzman with your Farm News Update. John Sambakken, Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association, says that mostly sunflowers are used in rotational planting and have a lot of benefits to the soil.
Well, you know, it definitely is. It's a rotational crop. We usually suggest at least a 3 to 4 year rotation, you know, between fields on sunflower. And one of the nice things about sunflower is that, you know, it's a real scavenger for nutrients, really deep taproot. And so what that does, it'll go down and pick up that fertilizer that some of the shallow-rooted crops can't get to. And also breaks up hardpan, you know, some fields that are of compaction. You know, sunflowers are very good for mellowing out that soil and overall just making more healthy situation.
And research is an important part of the National Sunflower Association's mission.
You know, NSA has funded public research for, you know, the 40 years of existence that we've been here. We're always looking for ways to make the crop more attractive to grow and make it more profitable. And so right now we're in our pre-proposal process where various researchers can submit proposals to us. And that'll go until September 30th. We can receive those. And then if they're chosen to move on to the next phase for the full proposal, you know, that'll get reviewed by our research committee and we'll award grants for that research.
And like John said, each year the NSA provides grants to public researchers to stimulate new or additional work that may result in lower production costs, increased quality, and higher yields. For more information on that research or about the National Sunflower Association in general, make sure to visit sunflowernsa.com. Again, hearing from John Sambakken, who is the Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association, and with your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.